That time we got hit, that was September the 8th. That was in near Metz. And we was, the company kitchen was in the woods. And I think the 90th Division got it, but we got a lot of it. Beef, hindquarters, front quarters, frozen. They bring it over to us and the kitchen would cut it up, but I ground it at a hand grinder, you know, make hamburg. Boy, we live like kings there. Young French kids bring us in tomatoes and onions. Give them gum. You know, they bring everything.
How would you eat normally? How would you eat? How would you shave? How would you go about life?
Well, I'll give you an idea what it was. Last year in school, they had eighth grade school. They got them all together and they got a guy from each outfit, you know.
Right.
Like our, I was in the Battle of the Bulge and Vietnam and Korea and all them. Oh, they'd ask questions, and you answer the questions. I know the guy next to me, he was in Pearl Harbor. In fact, he was a veteran of Pearl Harbor. And he went over there. They bought his passage over there for this, you know, anniversary. Well, I told the kids, I said, you know what I'd do if I was a millionaire? Right after he was talking about Japan, I said I would buy stickers, bumper stickers, and put them on every Toyota I could find. That was one. They laughed about that.
What would the bumper stickers say?
You know, remember Pearl Harbor? They had them right after the war, sure. And then another kid asked me, he says, how did you take a bath? I said, I didn't. I said, I didn't take a bath for 2 months. They laughed over that, you know. Well, hell, it was colder than hell, you know.
Sure. How did you shave?
Well, I had a little razor.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't shave either for a couple of weeks. And I had a helmet that I got it in Fort Knox. Had a big dent on the top. And I could set that thing right on the floor, fill it up with water. And I wish the hell I'd have brought it home. I could have got it, you know. But I didn't think about that then.